This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel's army has released video it says shows evidence that Hamas militants have been sheltering in Gaza's largest hospital. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
An AK-47, there are cartridges, ammo, there are grenades in here.
Israeli Defense Forces Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus says such gear was found stashed in closets in the Shifa Hospital's MRI department.
These weapons have absolutely no business being inside a hospital. The only reason they're here is because Hamas put them here, because they use this place like many other hospitals and ambulances.
Asked about Israeli troops storming into the hospital, President Biden said,
"One thing has been established is that Hamas does have headquarters, weapons, materiel below this hospital."
As for when he thinks Israel will halt its thrust into Gaza,
"When Hamas no longer maintains the capacity to murder."
I'm Ben Thomas.
The Washington Post is reporting that Hamas has agreed in principle to release at least 50 women and children it has been holding since its deadly raid on southern Israel on October 7th. That's according to an Arab diplomat familiar with the negotiations. In exchange for the hostages, Israel will agree to a 3 to 5 day pause in the fighting, along with increased humanitarian aid to Gaza and the release of an unspecified number of women and children held in Israeli prisons. The Post says Israel is now considering the proposal. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday the war will not end until progress is made on a key issue.
"I'm not a fortune teller. I can't tell you how long it's going to last. But I can tell you I don't think it ultimately ends until there's a two-state solution."
Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden met with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Wednesday outside of San Francisco, where leaders of Asia-Pacific economies are gathering. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Woodside, California.
A historic meeting of East and West after 12 months of intense drama and diplomacy between Beijing and Washington. The White House chose this venue outside of San Francisco for this symbolic visit, covering a range of key issues, including Taiwan, the self-governing island that China claims, the resumption of military communications, touchy trade agreements, the origination of fentanyl ingredients in China, and human rights issues. Biden said he was candid on those tough issues. She said the two nations are inextricably linked. So did the presidents of the world's two most powerful nations manage to paper over the cracks in their relationship? Biden spoke to the press afterward. She, as is his habit, did not. But in response to a shouted question, he reiterated a stance that is likely to upset Beijing, that he believes Xi is a dictator. Biden said he and Xi will continue to communicate and cooperate. The world, he said, expects it. Anita Powell, VOA News, Woodside, California.
At least 25 people are dead after a fire broke out early Thursday morning in a coal company building in northern China. State-run broadcaster CCTV says about 63 people were evacuated from the fire, which occurred in the major coal-producing region of northern Shanxi province. The blaze appeared to be in a building with offices and dormitories and not a coal mine. CCTV says the fire was under control by Thursday afternoon. Inflation eased in Britain last month, taking some of the pressure off the Bank of England and Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Here's Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire.
Official data showed Wednesday that annual consumer price inflation plunged to 4.6% from September's high of 6.7%, while high price growth in the service sector eased. The rise in consumer prices was also the smallest in 2 years. The data showed key inflation measures watched closely by Britain's central bank dropped more than expected. Core inflation, which takes out energy and food prices, fell to 5.7% from 6.1%, and service sector inflation was also down. But many economists and opposition lawmakers say the government blamed external factors for the rise in inflation and then tried to take credit for the later drop.
That was Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Economists say Britain still has the highest rate of consumer price growth among G7 nations, just slightly above France. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.